The subconscious mind is a pleasure-seeking part of your mind. The portion which runs under the surface is almost always looking for some kind of pleasure to be your motivation. And so when you let it run in the background, monitoring aspects of your hypnotic trance, monitoring your ever-deepening, ever-more exploratory attempts to find new places to go deep, new ways to render hypnotic instruction a little bit more effective. When you're letting it run in the background and do that, some arousing elements are going to slip in. And that arousal is another way to assist yourself in sliding deep. There's a point in sexual excitement, in aroused reaction, where your brain's a little bit more focused on getting off and pursuing pleasure than it is on monitoring. You become a little less focused on irrelevant externalities and more focused on the warm, sensitive feelings inside spreading through your body, exciting your most vulnerable areas, bringing you to the surface. And on that surface level, with arousal thrumming, if you're a little turned on by going into trance in the first place, going deeper gets easier when you're turned on, hot through and through. Throughout you, rather than the progressive relaxation that you may be so familiar with, a progressive arousal that starts to incorporate and involve other parts of your body, not just between your legs and between your ears, but up and down the surface of your skin. The more relaxed you are, comforting and comporting yourself in a way where you can truly let go and slide deep, the more open you are to arousing phenomena. To the heat that builds, spreads, remains, clings to you throughout your entire trance, and every aspect of sliding deep can be tied in to the aspect of getting turned on, getting hornier. The two wired together, your subconscious mind turns you on. Your subconscious mind opens you up to new sources of arousal and lets that sensitivity get a little more intense. And because your conscious mind will be focused on the particular words, instructions, triggers, ideas, the conversation were happening, in the background you'll find the arousal arriving almost as if there were no reason or the reason were obscured. Because your subconscious is working on the pleasant maintenance of everything that makes you more hypnotizable, more easily entranced. And this can include your position, your easy, slow breathing, whether your eyes are open or closed. And it can also include helping you be turned on, helping awaken feelings of arousal because that helps you. Assisting you in sliding deeper through being turned on enough that your thoughts are less analytical, more instinctual, more present in the moment because arousal, the desire for the fulfillment of your turned-on thought process, these things are powerful drives. They exist independent of me. They come from within you. And so, even absent a specific instruction about arousal, your subconscious mind, through the mere operation of existing in the background and seeking pleasure, will find ways to help you be turned on, to assist you in peaking your arousal to a point from which doing anything other than think of whatever makes you turned on, doing anything else is just less desirable, less necessary. Trance turns you on. My voice helps you be aroused and feel pleasure. And so your subconscious will steer you to those things, arousal and my voice, to trance and to the ever-deepening pleasure of being better at it. The mingled sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, now interwoven with being turned on, hot, deep, heavy breathing, slow, methodical instructions of a type that you find comforting and freeing, and if you're freed, the first place your conscious and subconscious minds will flow is to arousal, sources of pleasure, sources of tingling delight, heat, yearning. You want it. You crave it. You desire the deepening trance which exists, coexists, simultaneous with arousal ever growing, ever expanding, mind numbing, body tingling, These things all intertwine. And just as with the subconscious helping you go into trance in the first place during the induction, all you need do to deepen is allow the arousal and fantasy which flows from a subconscious motivation to get you more motivated toward trance. All you need to do is let it run free. Run wild in your consciousness. Fill your head up with thoughts of warm, constant, aroused existence in the grips of pleasant trance, of useful hypnotic sinking. The deeper you go, the more that arousal is available and intertwined with the increased sensitivity of a tranced mind. Your subconscious is flowing toward pleasure, and once getting your body positioning, your breathing, your closing or opening or closing of your eyes, once it has gotten all of those right, your conscious mind, which is following my words, will begin to feel the messages sent from the subconscious mind, which accesses your fantasies, your desires, brings them closer to the surface because you know that during a long trance you might need some of them. Some of that arousal, that turned on feeling, to keep your brain instinctual, imminent, in the moment, alongside everything I might say, each idea you might need, letting the subconscious be horny, be aroused, and then your conscious mind will enjoy the pleasant surprise of following some idea of mine to its conclusion, pausing for a moment and realizing, oh wow, my body is incredibly excited. Wow, some part of my mind has made me very turned on. That realization, that noticing, bringing everything home to your conscious mind, but in the background, the subconscious running those processes, running them out of sight, is waiting for a moment when it's appropriate to volunteer that, by the way, you're turned on. By the way, you're hot. You need it. By the way, any opportunity to bring sublime, orgasmic, releasing pleasure would be very welcomed by body and brain. And in that moment, your subconscious and conscious minds will find agreement in the arousal brought on by trance. And in that agreement, everyone will be allowed to go along doing what they're doing. I presenting ideas, you falling under through a mixed, delegated approach of your subconscious handling certain minor details, and your conscious mind following along in the exercises, explorations, and mindless pleasures of trance. Conscious mind and subconscious cooperating, but the more time the subconscious has to get every detail just right, the more time the parts of your mind which handle background processes have to work on them, the more efficient they get. And in the end, there's a little bit of extra time. Time to add arousal on top of all the induction-oriented elements of your subconscious background thought processing. Your foreground thoughts do what they do, following along, consciousness following along, with idea, with imagery. Your subconscious does what it does, which sometimes is fantasize, arouse, turn you on, leave you subject to being turned on by your own reaction to trance. You know you like it, love it, adore the feeling of sinking under, of truly, truly enjoying your body, its sensitivity with your mind out of the way, enjoying your conscious mind following my words. But arousal is part and parcel of the deal. It's in the background, handled along with the other background processes, but the moment you have a break from your activity under my direct instruction, your mind will check in with the body and notice it's turned on, notice it's hot, notice and be surprised by just how turned on you can get in the background, barely noticing it, so that when it comes to the foreground, it's far more influential, representative of the connection, the agreement between your conscious mind and subconscious, between background thoughts and the running foreground where you give commands to your own mind and consider taking my commands on board, my ideas and experiments. When the two collide, connect, meet up, coordinate, that's when you realize how turned on you are and how deep, truly deep, it can take you to be turned on and focused on my words, uniting the singular instinctive drive forward, and the momentary pause where you consider yes, listening, trancing, falling deep is just where I want to be.